tuned up and rolling. It's the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Board.
And you still have 75 minutes to get the Hacienda River Preserve for Citizen Science Series workshop today. You may get a chance to even see some of the mini raptors, including the rare yellow-billed cuckoo, one of the few birds that can eat a hairy caterpillar.
You're just full of good information this morning, Romy.
I'll tell you what, I wish I could go join this. The Hacienda River Preserve has a ton of great
programs.
It's
magic.
But I got to be here Saturday morning. And you want to talk about history and preserving. I was glad to see this. The Dirty Drummers coming back to their location on Thomas. When Rosie started this broadcast, I'm one of six kids. And we all got to take turns. One Saturday a month was our Saturday with Dad. We'd go to the station. At that time, the call screening was sticky notes. Computers weren't a big part of broadcasting yet. And afterwards, we would go get a cheeseburger at the Dirty Drummer.
Nice.
So glad to see that's coming back.
Nice. Yep.
That's your historic connection. So we're going to finish up our time here with Steve Schumacher and Rob Malikian. And this has been just a fun, fun visit about historic preservation. If people got jazzed like I did about this time with you guys, what would you suggest if someone was interested in how can I be a part of this?
Well, the number one thing you can do is be interested and talk to your legislator, city council person. It's intimidating at first, but they want to know what you think. And if you like historic preservation, you should contact them and also vote for people who are sympathetic to your ideas. And number two, support businesses that are in historic buildings. Those are the two things that you should do. If you don't do those two things, number three is throw yourself in front of the bulldozer.
Well, Rob downplays his writing and his ability to document history in books. I'm going to take the opportunity, if people want to do something in particular to educate themselves, get Rob's book. I don't get a percentage or commission or kickback, but it's a fabulous book. He and Paul and John Jackmart did a fabulous job in putting that together.
Now, he's got several. Which one?
Past and present. Phoenix Past and Present. It shows you locations, what they used to look like 100 years ago and what they look like now. And so that's a piece you can do just to have fun with your family. It's a coffee table book. It's fabulous. One of the other things that I take the opportunity to do, because I just like speaking in front of groups, is I take my 3 minutes in front of the city council and the mayor. I have done that a couple times to stand up and talk about Phoenix historic preservation, Jack Swilling, markers, historic markers. What are we doing? What can we continue to do? How do we celebrate and honor our history? So take your 3 minutes as a citizen of the Valley. The other thing I would say is if any of you have groups, neighborhood associations, school groups, whatever it might be, please call on me. I'm happy to come gratis, come speak anywhere for a half an hour, 2 hours, whatever it may be about Phoenix history and what we as a citizenry can do to honor our history a little bit better.
We have so much more than anyone gives us credit for, and not even just Phoenix, but again, all of Arizona and preserving aspect, whatever town you're in, we'd encourage you to get involved with historic preservation because no one's going to do it for us.
Very true. Very true. Thank
and
you.
And the present is rooted in the past. We make better decisions once you know how you got to where you are.
Well, I actually am not going to be thinking, can I take a wrecking ball to that super salad anymore? Now that I know the history and it had to be visible from the highway and the reason for it all. Now, I just thought it was some architect's LSD trip from the late 60s. Somebody said, yeah, why not? I'm glad it's there.
Okay. All right.
All right, we've got our Arizona staycation. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/travelaz to sign up. We are taking entries for May. We've already picked April's winner, which is going to Douglas. May is going to the Catalina Mountains. And nice letter from our March winner, who stayed at the Flying E Ranch. And drove a Edge from Sanderson Ford up to the trip, and just how nice and laid back the people in Wickenburg were. And she goes on and on about the food. She did in our interview, too, at the Flying E Ranch. We're going to have to go up there just to eat the way she went on. So we appreciate all of our partners that helped make that a great staycation for our winter. It was Janet. She took her mother, Georgine. Looking forward to moving into Douglas in the month of April. We actually have, do you know Douglas has its own historian? The town of Douglas has an official historian. Well, we're going to join us on the broadcast to educate our listeners about a little border town. You know, Douglas and Nogales are two towns I have never been to. I've seen them both at night from mountains. I can see the city glow, but I have never been into either town.
Well, I bet after visiting with her, you will want to go.
We're going to have to make that part of our April rounds throughout the state. Thanks for tuning in. It's Saturday morning, 8 o'clock, our outdoor living hour. If you've got a question, it looks like the phones are open. They've had some trouble this morning, but it looks like they got them all working. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you want to talk about your landscape, lawn, or garden here at Rosie on the House.